Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel. The text is Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 to 13. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. And when the Lord your God brings you into the land that he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob to give you, with great and good cities that you did not build, and houses full of all good things that you did not fill, and cisterns that you did not dig, and vineyards and olive trees that you did not plant. When you eat and are full, then take care lest you forget the Lord, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. It is the Lord your God you shall fear. Him you shall serve, and by his name you shall swear. O Lord, have mercy on us. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Here's an interesting problem. Forms can become formalities. And when they become formalities, it is our instinct to dispense with them. We often get rid of the form because we blame it for stifling the very purpose for which it was established. And we do not consider it a dangerous formality like that whenever we establish something new in its place. Indeed, we consider ourselves always to be wise, that what we do could never be subject to the same kind of formalism that we just got rid of. In some cases, we actually dispense with the formality and we end up losing it all, the form and the purpose for it. This problem is worth considering all over life, I think. It's present in the question about how we should worship, the one I have to ponder. It presents itself in every facet of the corporate workplace. It's definitely there in the church, especially in the church kitchen. But anywhere that we've always done it like this, and you're just going through the motions, come into conflict with one another. And I don't know how you resolve this little paradox in a foolproof but simple way that will relieve you of the burden of paying attention to it, of considering it. But I do think that that might actually be part of that answer. We hear the word of Moses today, sometimes anachronistically called the Creed of ancient Israel. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And immediately there we have a form, don't we? Something that's ripe for abuse, a thoughtless mantra that we could babble about God. But then immediately, as if he were an inspired prophet, Moses seems to anticipate this. The statement, if you would repeat it, is not to be done with your mouth only, but with the heart, with the soul, with the might, and here's a great English word for us, mustering your full wherewithal. And don't neglect his first word either. Hear, O Israel, and think of every back and forth between a mother and her child. Are you hearing me? Yes, I heard you already. Yes, but are you listening to me? Are you hearing me? The words of God are to be on our hearts, dear friends, not just passing through our ears, not just coming idly off our mouths without any thoughts in our brains or any passion in our hearts. There's a key performance indicator that's attached to this. They'll be taught to your children. You'll be talking about them when you're sitting at home. You'll be talking about them when you're walking around. You'll sing and you'll pray when you lie down in the evening and when you rise up in the morning. But there already are all sorts of forms and times and rules and specifics, aren't they? Why twice a day? Why not in the middle of the day? Why not when it suits me? Who are you to tell me to do morning and evening devotions, Luther? It gets worse then. Bind these things on your hands, on your eyes, write them on your doorposts, carve them into your gates. And you probably know that the Jews famously did exactly that. Some still do. They wear those boxes on their heads. They wrap them with cords around their arms. They have strange names like Tefillin and phylacteries. And the Protestant Christians famously do this also. They put signs in their bathrooms above the toilets and the sinks, and painted on the walls of their living rooms and stairwells and basements, harvested from a place called Hobby Lobby. And they don't, by the way, put up statues like the Catholics, since there can be no graven images, unless, of course, their faces are precious or made of willow. Now, we consider this, and it might seem laughable. If we consider it seriously, maybe it seems offensive. But I want you to consider it according to the form and the mixture of form and purpose that Moses has written here under the Holy Spirit's guidance. Because then we will become alert to the real heart of the problem. This is not solved by literal verses, figurative and spiritual interpretation. This is not a matter of head versus heart. This is not a matter of formal versus casual. Moses is guarding against a genuine attack on faith, one that is native to all of us, and one that is tragically visible for us in the people of Israel throughout the Old Testament and beyond, the very people that Moses is addressing here beyond the Jordan. What kills us as Christians, and maybe also as humans, is when we set it and forget it. What destroys us is when we take the Lord Himself for granted. And the blame for this always lies not on forms, on us. Boredom and laziness is my problem. Empty ceremony or rigid traditionalism is my problem. So also the strange pride of boasting that I have risen above all these things by doing none of them, by the way, that is close to unbelief. This problem is close, almost synonymous, with the heart sinful condition that we have, that we call original sin, which abstracts God and then lives as if He were not at all, when in truth, as the Shema confesses, He's the only one. It manifests in all sorts of things, in the complacency of cold formality, or in the complacency of those who do not realize what they have received from others, because they themselves weren't the ones who built it. And such is the Jewish problem throughout all of the scriptures and even to this day, whatever its specific form. It has the people, it has the religion, it has the ethnicity, it has the nation, even it has the food. And it's glad to have it without the Lord, without fear of His wrath, without faith in His promises, at least not as He gave them, without hope that leads to action, without inspiration from His Spirit. And yes, this is a temptation that absolutely besets us Christians also. form and purpose. God wants it all. Heart and mind and soul and body, God wants it all. Life and faith. And the same is true, God granted, for our Lutheran Church. We want it all. We want to hear the Scriptures. We want to sing and to pray. And we want to be inspired and to act accordingly. At least that's what we mean when we believe, when we say, I believe. So if there is a concise solution to ponder, which could resolve this tension that we observe between forms and formalism, it is this one from Moses. He says, take care. He says, guard and observe. Give attention to it. Give your heart to it. Stretch out your hands to him as one who is thirsty for what the Lord God alone can give. And all of these are not far off from the very first word Moses said, hear, consider. Do not become disengaged from the Lord your God. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.